which was always good. Well, crackling bread, you know, you see your pork skins, you buy them, and you know, well, these things were actually an offshoot from the cracklings. Cracklings were made from, usually from the belly or from the top, you know, close to the hide. And after the hog had been shaved and all, you can take all the hair off it. There's not very much you can do with that top layer of skin that's there. You got a lot of fat that's there. Well, this was cut down, and you'd come up with that, it would be about that thick.
About an inch?
Oh, about an inch, inch and a half, 2 inches thick sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And what they would do is would cut it up into little squares and drop it, and like people who kill hogs at on the farm, they'd have a great big wash pot. You remember the wash pots?
Yes, yeah.
Fill it up with fat, and it was usually animal fat, you know, and animal vegetable fats back there.
Yeah.
And you'd fry these things. And what would happen, a lot of grease would come from it, so that's how they got their grease,
uh-huh.
cooking oil from it.
Uh-huh.
Then what some of them would do with that grease, instead of using it for cooking oil, they would take the cracklings out and make rye soap.
Huh.
Now the cracklings are very hard things, but they're good, you know, be salted. If you got good teeth, they're good, you know. And if they fry it crisp enough, you know, they're real crunchy.
Uh-huh.
But some of them, you know, just like trying to eat a nail.
Uh-huh.
But if you bake it in bread, in the cornbread, you could, it's a real delicacy.
Well, that's good.
You know, cornbread, beans and greens. But crackling bread is always a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Big deal.
I never had any of that. That sounds good.
I'll tell you what. One of these days, you get in that call, you know, like Friday, and I cook you some crackling bread, and you and your husband have some crackling bread.
Fantastic!
Yeah, you know, and like...
That would be fantastic. I'll do it.
Yeah, you know, like, you can put it in the refrigerator and keep it and heat it, you know,
uh-huh.
and you get it. And it is really good.
Oh, I would love that.
You know, it's a matter of trying to find a crackling, so...
Yeah.
Occasionally...
I'll give you a little notice so you
yeah.
can find a crackling.
They're hard to find. You know, I know I can find them. It's a matter of going. Sometimes the Tom Thumb will see the springs have cracklings.
Uh-huh.
But you usually cannot find it in stores in North Dallas. It's sort of like almost like looking for chitlins and hog moles. How's that?
Okay, now she said chitlins. Tell me about chitlins.
Well, what else can you say? It's a hog's intestines.
Okay. Have you had it? Is it good?
Chitlins.
Uh-huh.
I had some the other day.
How were they?
They're good.
They're good? I've had some people tell me they're really good stuff, and I've had some people say, why?
Well, the people who don't like them, it's psychological with them why they don't like them.
Yeah.
It's sort of like eating a little butt part off a chicken back.
Yeah, right.
I can eat it. I know some people turn their stomachs.
Right.
Well, you know.
Sometimes they always just throw it away.
Yeah.
I'm
a chicken butt.
Let's see. I got some more stuff like that on there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you ever see him butcher a hog?
Mm-hmm.
What did it do? Explain the whole thing to me.
Well, the first hog I saw butchered was shot in the head. Well, I shot the hog with a .22. Then I remember going to the packing house where they would, it was this real gruesome thing. You know, the pigs would be, you know, as they come through this little chute, this fellow had a long knife, you know, and he would just hit them right up under here, you know. And pigs would just fall out. Oh, I just,